This week in the Missouri Senate, we review one of the higher profile and more controversial measures considered during this year's regular legislative session.
That was what I consider a serious abuse of our court system.
This bill modifies our state's joinder and venue laws.
Senate Bill 7 modifies provisions of civil procedure regarding joinder and venue. This new law will take effect on August 28th. This is an issue that came about after the original tort reform efforts of 2005. Since then, a number of measures has been introduced in the Missouri General Assembly aimed at curbing methods to skirt those original laws. Senator Ed Emery of Lamar sponsored Senate Bill 7 this year. He says changes were made to his proposal during lengthy debate.
What's called a savings clause that was added to the end of the bill as a part of the negotiation, and that captures some of the cases that are upended by the court and says the ones that trial dates have already been set on can be pursued as is. The court's opinion would have upended those all. In order to get this bill passed, we did accommodate some of those requests from the plaintiff's attorney side.
Senator Carla May of St. Louis is among the senators who went into this debate with concerns. She says their main goal was to protect every Missourian.
Prevents people not in the state of Missouri from filing lawsuits against companies in the state of Missouri or bringing those lawsuits to the state of Missouri because they believe they'll get a favorable outcome from the courts. What we didn't want the bill to do was prevent Missouri residents from filing claims against companies involving the same product.
Senator Emery says the hope is to keep from manipulating the system.
It was an arena where you could have thousands of cases in Missouri and just a few percent of those would actually be affecting Missourians. And that was never the intent of our law. And I think the joinder venue fixes will resolve much of that.
Senator May adds she still believes this new law will negatively impact class action lawsuits.
If me and you had a product, if we both had problems with this product, and we both live in the state of Missouri, they're saying that we can't come together in a class action suit against that giant corporation. So they want each of us to fight individually against the corporation.
Part of Senate Bill 7 cites a specific court case as its guide for how such lawsuits proceed from here. The decision was made public at the same time first debate started on this particular measure. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.